present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melly in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And it's sad that this will be the last show in our present series, but we're happy to welcome into the guest chair this week Andre Melly to play with our three regulars, Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones and Clement Freud. And they're going to try and speak as usual for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject fascinations. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
These are the sort of wiles that are exercised by human beings on others and, to a certain extent, by nature upon humanity itself. Now, the old period, which is now known as Victoriana, produced things like a fascinator, which was worn by a lady. They would say, "Go on, put it on, girl, show 'em it." It took the form of eye makeup very often as an alluring form of fascination.
Clement Freud.
Two forms.
Yes. Fascinations, Clement, is now with you. A correct challenge, a point to you. 33 seconds left, starting now.
Fascinations always make me think of pumpkins. I don't know why it is, but that yellow flesh, those orange-coloured pips, and the pie, which is...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. I see no connection between pumpkins and fascination whatsoever, and I don't in the general public do either.
Whatever turns
well,
you
he
on.
Did establish that to him, it made him think of fascinations. It's a very bizarre thought, but he's a bizarre fellow, so let's carry on with the show with 21 seconds left, starting now.
I also find banana milkshakes absolutely fascinating. A compulsive mixture of honey, that fruit which comes from the Indies, which I'm not meant to mention again, otherwise it would be repetition, milk put into a liquidizer and whiz forth...
Peter Jones.
A repetition of milk.
No, milkshake is a hyphenated...
I'm afraid he's right, Peter.
Oh, I see.
And so you have 6 seconds to continue on fascinations, Clement, starting now.
I know a woman called Maud Postlethwaite who is fascinated by Yorkshire pudding. She comes from Scunthorpe, which is...
Well, the rather offbeat subject of fascinations helped Clement Freud to get a great deal of points in that round, including, of course, one for speaking when the whistle went, which tells us that 60 seconds is up. And Peter Jones, the subject is Things I Forget. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, thingamabob, of course, is one of them, and I'm never able to recall very clearly people's names, faces, or the addresses of the theatres where I am engaged to appear, the parts that I am paid to play, or, in fact, the personalities of the other performers, which does give me a tremendous disadvantage in the particular profession which I've chosen. And other things I would like to be able to tell you about, which I can't recall, are numerous, but too numerous to even...
Andre Melly.
Repetition of numerous.
Yes, they were so numerous. He repeated it. And, Andre, you now have 23 seconds to talk about the things I forget starting now.
The things I forget are that I have said one word more than once in just a minute. If I didn't forget them, I wouldn't do it and could score lots of points and Clement Freud would never win. What is absolutely maddening is that he seldom forgets what he said and...
And Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of points.
Yes. No, you didn't. No,
yes,
no.
Yes, early on.
Which were they?
I let it go on a bit.
When did she say points?
She did actually say points twice. Shall we wait for the recording? You look awfully silly.
As I was talking about things I forget, I'm allowed to say points twice as a way of showing that I forget what I've said before.
Thank you for being so honest, Andre. Clement, you have 6 seconds to talk about the things I forget starting now.
I really forget things that I forget because I can't remember them, having failed to get them in my...
Well, Well, once again, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, and he's also got that point and a few others, and he's in a very strong lead. The other three have got 1 point apiece. Clement, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is retorts. Well, you haven't started yet. You've finished every subject so far. But would you begin one now? Retorts, 60 seconds, starting now.
The sort of retort which I'm very fond of is, what did you say? But speak up a bit, and I couldn't hear you, are quite high on my list of apposite and intelligent, searching, telling retorts. I knew a man whose name I can't remember.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, and not one of the retorts he's mentioned. Is there anything profound?
Searching or profound?
Searching,
yes. No, I quite agree.
Speak
Kenneth.
Up a bit. It's not searching at all.
Kenneth, I agree with your challenge.
Thank you.
Wake up. Let's have something exciting from you on retorts with 42 seconds left, starting now.
One that springs as readily to my mind is when Johnson was dining at Oxford and Dr. Adams said, "Do you not think, sir, life is often boring?" And the worthy doctor replied, "Yes, especially when one's sitting next to you." Always makes me fall about. But, of course, there have been so many of these brilliant aphorisms recorded. One thinks immediately, of course, of that poor old thing.
Clement Freud.
The third, of course.
I'm afraid there were.
Yeah, well, there are loads of ands in his, but we don't pick him up for these. Well,
start
picking up on these individual little
well, of
words
course,
like this, we're just going to find fault with everything he says as well.
Of course, it's two words. And is only one, and we don't bother with ands. But I do, of course. So, Clement, retorts is back to you. And 17 seconds left, starting now.
I think one of the most memorable retorts came in Central Africa in the year 1893, when a native Assegai tribesman saw a...
Peter Jones.
He wasn't an Assegai tribesman.
No, because that's the thing they throw. And so, Peter, you have retorts and you have 6 seconds left, starting now.
You haven't got cloth ears. Can't you read? It takes one to know. And things like that are the common verb.
So, Kenneth, we're back with you to start. And the subject, William Morris. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
A designer, a painter, poet, translator, a man who organized 100 benevolent welfare schemes and is the founder of the Socialist League of Great Britain. One of the most underrated figures in the late Victorian period. I think the lines he writes about the haystack in the floods are among the most moving passages in English literature, and I am delighted to find that Francis Turner Palgrave thought fit to include them in his remarkably beautiful anthology. Say but one prayer for me twixt thy closed lips, ending with that wonderful, over the tender, bowed locks of the corn, never fails to produce in me emotions of great interest.
Well, once again, Kenneth Williams started with the subject and finished with it. Once he gets his teeth into history, there's no stopping him. You get a point for speaking when
it
the whistle went.
It just seemed rather bad taste to interrupt,
yes,
you see.
Yes.
That's the difficulty.
I know, but when did good taste ever come into just a minute? Peter's looking away suitably crushed at that remark. Let us continue with the program, and Andre Melly, it's your turn to begin. The subject is scales. Will you talk about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, there's the kind of scales which are concerned with weight, and then there's Prunella, who's married to Telly's Edward VII. Those that are found on my legs...
Kenneth Williams, the chap.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. Indeed. And scales is now with you, Kenneth, with 49 seconds left, starting now.
They are held in the hand of the figure of justice over the Central Criminal Court, known colloquially as the Old Bailey. Now, that figure, with underneath...
Andre Melly.
Two figures.
There were two figures, yes.
What a shame, because I was dying to say this about this woman.
Well, perhaps you'll get another chance.
All right.
Scales is back to you, Andre. 37 seconds left, starting now.
There's the kind you find on fish, and in the winter...
Clement Freud.
A repetition of kind.
Yes. Scales is back with you, Clement, starting... Sorry, not back with you. It's now with you for the first time. 34 seconds left, starting now.
The musical one, of which my daughter Emma is probably the principal exponent, is Do, Re, Mi, La, Fa.
Andre Meritano.
Deviation, it isn't La, Fa.
No, but to his daughter Emma it might be, because that might be...
Don't be ridiculous. Oh. To his daughter Emma is a highly intelligent child. She would never say Fa, La.
Well, I am going to decide that because she is so intelligent and talented...
You don't have to decide. I'm telling you what's what, mate.
Well, why don't you come up here for a bit and I'll sit down there, if that's okay.
No, yes, I wouldn't mind the money, I'll tell you that. On a very good screw, I can tell you.
I'm working up to what Kenneth Williams gets.
Can't afford those trips to Carnaby Street.
Look at the tie, the gear.
If you want to know, I was awarded that.
Oh, yeah.
I was given it when they voted me Thai Man of the Year. That went down like a bomb.
You mean this was in Bangkok?
Yes, they were deeply unimpressed. It goes down well on radio ties. So let's get back to scales. And I believe that Clement's daughter is so talented she wouldn't get her scale muddled like that. So, Andre, your challenge was correct. And you have 26 seconds to talk about it, starting now.
Fa, so, la, ti, do is what he meant to say.
Kenneth Williams.
You've already had the mistake, so it's no good repeating it.
No,
she's
no,
repeating
she's got
it. She's repeating it. It was already discussed. It's absurd.
You go too far sometimes.
Nonsense, it was... What?
You go too far
sometimes.
In what
sense?
Fa, so, la, ti, do. Now, listen.
We're all grown in here.
I was trying to help you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. You're a fine
chap. Because you didn't notice it and the audience did. Andre, we're still with you and there are 23 seconds left on scale starting now.
In the wintertime, you want to get in the bath. Get one of those scrubbing brushes and really get down to it. That's the best...
Kenneth Williams.
Irrelevant. Deviation. Scrubbing brushes have nothing to do with scales.
I think she was working up to the fact that...
Working
she
up? Look at her. Working up. She's dropped off. Working up.
I think she's more worked up than she usually is, and you're overworked. Now, overworked up. You're overstimulated. But I'm going to give it to you, maybe to calm you down a bit. Because she was working to talk about scales in the bath, but she didn't get there soon enough, so you challenged before. And, Kenneth, you now have the subject with 18 seconds left, starting now.
They're like mother of pearl on the outside of fish, and you see them in this horror picture. They're always usually underwater monsters. Awful things that can be scaly creatures. And all this stuff's got to be scraped off, because if you buy them in a fish shop, you don't want to cook them with all that stuff on them.
Peter Jones.
A repetition of fish.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, I thought I said fishy the second time.
No.
Fish shop, you said the second time. Fish shop.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll accept your word for it. I mean, I'm a gentleman. If you say this, I believe it.
The most important thing is you have to accept my word. And there are 5 seconds left for Peter Jones to talk about scales, starting now.
They can be tampered with. You can put your thumb on one side while you've got a paper bag of...
Peter, you were speaking when the whistle went. You gained an extra point. You're still in third place with Andre Melle. And Kenneth's just ahead of you, but you're all still quite a way behind Clement Freud. But Peter, it's your turn to begin on the subject apt for the last show in our series, endings. So would you tell us something on that subject in just a minute, starting now?
Well, endings needn't necessarily be sad, because they often are the beginning of something else. And if I were on Thought for the Day, which is a program I've actually never appeared on, and very likely not ever going to be on, because...
Kenneth Williams.
Well, there were a lot of ons.
Yes. There was a lot of fliffle and fluffed, wasn't there?
Yes.
Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, and you have 43 seconds now to talk about endings, starting now.
Well, Shakespeare uses various devices. He often has the fool come down and refer to the audience as gentles all, our play is o'er. All these daft lines, you know, just to wrap it all up, so you don't know what to go on with. So he says, well, here it all is, mate, that's it. They're all going off now. Some several dukes and I shall in this stately conclave make them part of our thought. Well, it's all a load of rubbish, really, but it sounds quite charming, and this really equates to pantomime.
Andre,
a repetition of two reallys in one bit there.
Yes, it really did. Andre, Endings is now with you, and there are 17 seconds left starting now.
Endings are not what they used to be. My mother's always complaining about plays on the telly. She says they don't know how to finish it, so what do? They just have the credits come up. It drives her mad. She wants the story really told properly and all tidy, and it just doesn't seem to happen in the modern plays of today.
Well, Andre was speaking when the whistle went. Gained an extra point, but you're still in third place. Clement Freud is way out in the lead, and he's going to begin the next round again. We've had a lot of poly words in the series, and in the last one we've got polyology. Clement, will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Philology is the study of words. Therefore, polyology is likely to be multi-phrases, love of, but could quite simply also be something which you put into a window pane if you have no putty or Vaseline, as a result of which the glass is very likely to fall out and hurt your foot.
Andre Melly.
Too likely, is there?
Yes. Andre, on your challenge, you were correct, so you have 40 seconds on polyology starting now.
I do just happen to know what polyology means and would love to tell Clement. It is the study of domestic parrots and was told to me by a certain...
Clement Freud.
It isn't. You're
I agree with your challenge, Clement, and so you take over the subject and you have 26 seconds polyology starting now.
But if you were to get a domestic parrot and teach him the scales.
Deviation, because you see, the subject is polyology, and he's now discussing parrots, so we don't
want
to...
But no, but he did start off by saying, if you were.
Yes, we can start off a lot of subjects saying, if you were. We'd all be doing that forever, couldn't we? We only got 60 seconds there. We'd be here all night.
But I think if he only went for 3 seconds, he should be allowed to establish there was any connection between that and polyology. So we'll let him continue, and there are 18 seconds left, starting now.
A musical scale like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, that would be polyological, because the bird in his cage would normally simply...
Kenneth Williams.
Well, it wouldn't be polyological if you went do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
No, it certainly wouldn't be. Yeah. It means loquacity, and you're talking about singing. So I don't think that is being loquacious, and so I agree with Kenneth's challenge. Polyology is with you, Kenneth, and there are 13 seconds left, starting now.
Well, of course, it is obvious to anyone. The poly is the plurality and the logos from the word, the study of, and thus a garrulousness, a ability to, in many forms, discuss many subjects.
Well, we must be getting towards the end of the last show in the series, and you'll be pleased to hear that Kenneth Williams is gaining on our leader, Clement Freud, and he's also going to begin the next round. The subject is what I enjoyed most about this series, Kenneth. So can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
What I enjoy most about this series is the opportunity it gives for my dulcet tones to be heard, enlightening everyone. From London to Lagos, the BBC transmitter has the power to reach the ears of Polly. I meant you have many kinds of audience.
Yes.
Ah, dearie, only. You, it's a funny thing.
You were looking for the poly and you
I
wanted,
was undone
when you wanted
by
the poly.
My own loquacity.
Yes. Your own polyology pulled you
That's
down.
That's what
there.
It done, you see.
And you were looking for the poly. Right, Andre, you were the one to challenge, and you have 39 seconds on what I enjoyed most about this series, starting now.
What I enjoy most about this series is finding Kenneth Williams getting his knickers in a twist and being completely unable to carry on, because one thinks of him as someone extremely...
Who challenged?
Deviation, I challenge, yes. Because everybody here will agree with me, I've not got knickers on.
Well, Kenneth, I can only give a decision if you will illustrate whether you have one.
I can't. I can't. It's not in the realms of decency. The producer had me on the carpet immediately.
Chance is a fine thing.
Who said radio wasn't a visual medium? I am going to ask the audience to be the judge here. if you think that Kenneth Williams has got his knickers on... Better still, to be fair, if you think Kenneth gets his knickers in a twist, then you cheer for him. And if you think he doesn't get him in a twist, then you boo for Andre Melly, and you all do it together now. Hooray! You boo, so you believe that Andre Melly's right when she says he gets his knickers in a twist. So Andre keeps the subject, and she has 29 seconds left, starting now.
What I enjoy even more is the wonderful dignity with which Kenneth Williams does.
And
Kenneth Williams.
And Clement Troy Chan.
His repetition of Kenneth Williams.
Yes. There can't be enough of Kenneth Williams. Bring it on. Don't allow. Give him a point for a good challenge, but
no, I would give it to you if I gave it to anybody, because you just say we can't have enough of Kenneth Williams. But it was a correct challenge, so Clement, you take it over, and there are 23 seconds left, starting now.
What I enjoyed most about this series was sitting next to Kenneth Williams, having those wet, clammy hands grope at my knee, and every now and again...
Andre Melly.
Hesitation and deviation and anything else you can think of.
Yes, I'm no doubt the audience has gone very quiet, haven't they? They were trying to think of something else. What I enjoyed most about this series, 10 seconds left, Andre, starting now.
What I enjoyed most about this series is being given the point by Nicholas Parsons for an absolutely splendid challenge. I mean, here I am with these three men on this panel who are...
On Peter Jones's challenge.
Repetition panel.
Yes, you got in just before the 60 seconds. Half a second left, Peter. What I enjoyed most about this series, starting now.
Well, it's...
And I don't think we'll ever know what Peter enjoyed most. Because we're going to move to the next round, which I'm sure will have to be the final one. It's a very apt one. Clement Freud, you begin it. The subject is making an exit. Just a minute to talk about it, starting now.
I'm not myself a great do-it-yourself chap, and have a great deal of admiration for Hilaire Belloc.
Andre Melly.
Two selves.
Yes. Making an exit with you, Andre. 55 seconds left, starting now.
It's something that I'm really not capable of doing.
Myself you... and yourself. Do it yourself
Be
and
quiet.
Myself.
Andre was just speaking. Really? How dare you interrupt a lady? Are you no gentleman? You're no gentleman, is he? With all in front of a lady
I've
like
never
that.
Made that claim. Ooh. On Just a Minute or anywhere else.
But, Peter, the thing is that Clement's way in the lead and Andre's only been on the show once before.
And she's
I
a
don't
lady.
Want charity.
We want to make a we nice sort of rumbustious finish, so I decided to give it to Andre. And I think the audience would agree, and
yes.
we have a good old, yes, yes, right, so there we are. So I made a correct decision.
Oh, I feel dreadful. I mean, it's just appalling.
Good, I'm glad someone else does. Andre, you continue with 50 seconds on making an exit, starting now.
You need to be an awfully good electrician, because getting that neon lighting all correct is very difficult. You have to cut out the words E-X-I-T, put a kind of
Kenneth Williams.
I think a little bit of hesitation there.
Yes.
What?
I would say more than a little bit. Kenneth...
I know, but Clement's in the...
I don't want a load of rubbish from you. He's the chairman, mate. You're trying to take it over. He's trying to take it over.
Yes,
when
I know.
And
Andre hasn't been on the game as often as the others.
I want to somehow see Peter. I want to somehow
see
that
I'm... over here. She's saying he's right.
Yes, and I would like to somehow see that everybody speaks on the last round. Making an exit, and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
You raise your skirts and turn to your host and say with enormous hauteur, I have not enjoyed your hospitality. I have never enjoyed your chat.
And Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of enjoyed.
Absolutely right.
But I am in the lead.
Yes. You're going to waste your lead, but I wanted to hear from Andre, and I twisted something slightly. I admit there are 25 seconds left with you, Clement, on making an exit, starting now.
Lord Finchley one night tried to mend the electric light himself. He got a shock.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, Lord Finchley, and mending electric lights, nothing to do with making an exit.
Well, he might have...
No, it's deviation, dearie. Let's not kid ourselves. Whoever heard of Lord Finchley, anyway? I mean, does the title exist? He's nodding over there. I think it doesn't.
That wasn't your challenge. You said he was...
Deviation, I said, and that's what it is.
No, you didn't give him a chance to establish about making an exit. We let him continue with 22 seconds starting now.
It is the duty of a gentleman to give employment to an artisan, which is the poem that I tried to tell earlier on when I was about to inform the audience how
Peter
one
Jones
made
an exit.
Well, if he tried to tell it earlier on, it obviously hasn't got anything to do with this particular subject.
What a good challenge!
Yes, very good challenge, yes.
There are 13 seconds left, Peter, for you to talk about making an exit starting now.
It's the third most important thing a performer has to learn. The first being how to get on or making an entrance. Then there's that little bit in between, ending with making an exit, which is perhaps...
A very apt way to finish the show and the series. As Peter actually said, making an exit, the whistle went. He gained an extra point, and he finished in fourth place. He was a few points behind Andre Melly and Kenneth Williams, who were equal in second place, but none of them ever caught up or threatened the lead that Clement Freud established and maintained to the end. And once again, he is our winner, Clement Freud. We do hope that you have enjoyed listening to Just a Minute, that you've enjoyed the show and the fun. I will hope also that you have enjoyed the whole series. Before we go, I'm sure each one would in turn like to say goodbye. So, Kenneth?
Oh, goodbye, and thank you so much for being such a wonderful audience.
Clement Freud?
Goodbye.
Peter Jones?
Thank you. I'm available as from Monday, if anyone...
Andre Melly.
Goodbye.
And he sits beside me blowing the whistle but never says very much, Ian Messiter.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.